Okay, let's begin our discussion of Yuma Daf Hey in the Yerushalmi. Yuma Daf Hey in the Yerushalmi. Again, one might have different paginations. It's the top of Haman Aleph in the art scroll, Oz Vahadar, and the regular Oz Vahadar, Dalet Amud Beis. So here we go. We just had a summary of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both having the source of the 7 days that the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur has to separate. You learn that from the Miluim. So we've been talking a lot about the Miluim, what happened during those days. Last off, we discussed how many times Moshe Rabbeinu put it up and took it down, up and down and up and down every day, once a day, twice a day, three times a day, different versions, the messages from that. Interesting, Moshe Rabbeinu had to teach not only how to put it up, but how to take it down, but it always had to be up during the time of Avoda. So that was a discussion. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both hold that the Miluim is the source. So the Gemara tells us now, Bishmini on the eighth day, meaning Vayhi by Yom Hashmini, on the eighth day, on that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, after the Miluim, at the end of the Miluim, is Tani Tani Nimshach, is Tani Tani Lo Nimshach. Some say it was anointed that day, and some say it was not anointed. Right? Every day Moshe Rabbeinu anointed and poured oil on the different parts. So some say, one writer that says it was, one writer that says it wasn't. Is Tani Tani Nispareg. Some say, one Brisa says that it was taken apart on the 8th, and we had that, and then finally it was put up afterwards again, maybe by itself. Viz Tani Tani Lo Nispareg. And others say that it wasn't. And the Gemara says that each of these Brises, these they go together. Amar Rav Chanan Pashat Hulan, it's obvious. Mandamar Nimshach, the one that says it was anointed even on the 8th day. Why would it be anointed on the 8th day? Because it wasn't anointed on the 7th day. Nispareg, it must be because it was taken apart. And it was put together anew on the 8th day. That's why it needs a new Mashicha. Uman Dharma Lo Nimshach, and according to the one who says it did not need to be Nimshach on the 8th day, that's because it was already Nimshach on the 7th day and you didn't take it apart. Lo Nisparik wasn't taken apart, and therefore it wouldn't need a new Mashicha. You don't need a new Mashicha just because it's a new day. Right? If it was kept up from the previous, then one can continue with that. So the Gemara says, okay, that's the third of the Brayse. Says, but what about the Psukim? Mandamar Nimshach Nicha. According to one who says it was Nimshach on the eighth day, that fits Dechsiv, because the Pasuk says, Vayimshachim. Right? The Pasuk in Bamidbar, which describes the end of the Miluim. Right? The Pasuk says, Vayibom Kalos Moshe Lohakim Asa Mishkan. Right? What we were Medayikin yesterday. On the day that Moshe finished the puttings up of the Mishkan, Vayimshach Oso, Vayikadesh Oso, Vezkol Kelov, Rav Moshe Rabbeinu was anointed it and sanctified it, Vezmezbech Vezkol Kelov, Vayimshachim, Vayikadesh Osam. So he was Moshechid, again on the emphasizing on the eighth day. So it was Nimshach. So Mandamar Lo Nimshach, Mamakayim Vayimshachim. Right, so on the one who says it was not Nimshach on the eighth day, because they didn't take it apart on the eighth day. It was just on the seventh day and it stayed up. What does the word Vayim Shachay mean? Ma'ale ani aleichem ki'ilu shehu mechuser mashicha u'mashachtem oso. Ki'ilu it needed mashicha and anointed it. Basically it means everything was done. It stayed in its state of mashicha. Right? That's ki'ilu hu mechuser u'mashachtem oso. One might say that reflects the idea that once there is mashicha done, and again it doesn't come apart, so now that Mashiach stays. Mashiach isn't an act that just anoint and I put water, put oil, but that creates a status, and that status stays. And maybe that's reflected by this statement, right? What does it mean? Vayim Shachem, the Mashiach continues. Again, if it was taken apart and put back together, that breaks the Mashiach. You need a new one. But the Gemara is saying here that once it was Nimshach once and it continued, Aaron HaKohen. Right, it was Nimshach and it continues. Right, well, we learned earlier, a few weeks ago, the idea of Mashiach to the Kohen Gadol and the Melech, and the Melech ben Melech doesn't need Mashiach. Why? Why is that? Why doesn't the Melech ben Melech need Mashiach unless there's an argument? Because the status continues. Mashiach creates a status, and the status is passed from father to child, and that could continue. If there's a machlokes, you would need it so that everybody knows who is the real one that gets the position. But that's what it means here. What does it mean that v'yim shachim, the Mashiach continues? Good. Manda amar, now we're flipping the girsa. Manda amar lo nisparek, according to the one who says it was not taken apart. Nicha, then it fits in, dechsiv, shivas yamim. And there's a different pasuk that the Mefarshim quote here, Techaper al HaMizbeach. Right? 7 days. So the one who says it wasn't taken apart, it fits in because it says 7 days. You do what you need to do. So on the eighth day, you didn't do it. So 7 days. And the Meshicha only was for 7 days. Manta Amar Misparek. Mama Kayim Shivas Yamim Techaper Alam Mizbeach. Right, what about if, according to the one who says it was taken apart, what do you do with it? Meaning on day eight, they had to do something. What about the Pasuk that says you did something for 7 days? Kapara Shehi Badam. Because still, the dam, the avodos, weren't done on the eighth day. There was 7 days shivas yimei miluim, and the special miluim that was done with the karbanas and the blood, that was for 7 days. So yeah, even if you might have put it up again on the eighth day and anointed it with the oil on the eighth day, but the kapara of the karbanos, the dam is shach for kapara, right? The oil is not used for kapara, according to this daya. The oil is just used for a different purpose, like kapara shibadam, and that's the seventh day, and that's what the pasuk means. So the pasuk says, "Vayim shachem on the eighth day," means according to this day, you put it up on the eighth day and anoint it. Right, 7 days. That's talking about the avoda of the shivas yimei miluim. It was done for 7 days, and not the eighth day had a special avoda. Vayim bayam shmini, beginning of parshas shmini. And the gemara says this is actually part of the a machlokas tanoim. Kahadada tani alze va alze. Hayumazin alav mikala chatos shahayusham. Alzeva alze. What's alzeva alze? This is a reference to a Mishnah in the third parak in Parah. Alze, on the two Kohanim that have to be separated and you need to make sure that they are tahar. Alze, on the Kohen that you separate before Yom Kippur. The alze, on the Kohen that you separate before doing the avod of the paraduma. So on both of those, every day of those 7 days, we sprinkle, we had this once before earlier in the Masechta, you sprinkle a mixture of the water, special water in the ashes, from all the paradumas in history up until that point. And you sprinkle on them to make sure that they are tar. Maybe they became tamei mase last week, and you want to make sure that you're getting each of the days, twice in the 7 days, you're getting the right days for the sprinkling. So alzev alzev, so on the, again, the Kohen, before Yom Kippur, Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, and the Kohen are ready to do the avoda of the paraduma. Hayamazal mikol hachatos shayishem, from all the chatos, kidei sheikansu amayim tachas hadam. And you learn this from the miluim. You learn this from the miluim, the 7 days of, again, paraduma, 7 days of Yom Kippur, you learn from the miluim. And when you put the water, it takes the place of the tachas hadam. Devei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's lashon is that the water that you're sprinkling on the Kohen Gadol pre Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol Paraduma, is taking the place of the dam, meaning only the dam of the miluim was mechaper. So, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda is like this brisa that we just quoted, that 7 days there was the dam of kapara, the oil on the eighth day had nothing to do with kapara. The Gemara just adds, Rabbi Yossi omer tachas adam v'tachas shemen ha-mishcha. No, there was a package. Both the dam and the shemen ha-mishcha took part in the kapara process of the miluim. So the price that we just had about only the dam for 7 days, that's mechaper, and the shemen is a different category. That would like be like Rabbi Yehuda and not be like Rabbi Yossi. Okay, the question is, well, the oil that was used during the miluim, did that have any kapara element or was just the dam? Machlokas. Period. Okay, now getting back to the topic of our perek, and that is Shivas Yamin before Yom Kippur. So we just said that what's the makar, the past couple of days, what's the makar for the Kohen Gadol having to be separated Prisha from the Miluim? And we got off a tangent about speaking about the Miluim and how many days and how many Hakamas, and was it night and day? Was it day and night? Was it at the transition moments? All the different discussions that we have had. So now we get back to the original. Pirish ben Beseira. Really, this is a quote from the first Tosefta in Meseches Yuma. Pirish ben Beseira. If you look in the Tosefta starts off. There are Tosefta in Yuma. Starts off, Tosefta, the first parak is a long parak. Many brises in that Tosefta. Lama mafrishin kohen gadol mi beis lishkas parhedrin. That's how the Tosefta starts off. Why? Right? Our parak starts off, Shivas Yamim Kodem, and then the Gemara asks, why? What's the makar? But the Tosefta starts off, Lama Vidigal Gadol Bezalish Gadhajim, Pirish Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Now we pick up in our Gemara. Interesting, I pointed out that most often when the Gemara quotes a ben something, it's usually Shimon. Ben Zoma, Ben Azai, Ben Dosa, all of those are Shimon's. Here it's a Yehuda. Pirish of Yehuda ben Beseira, says the Tosefta, Sheim, now we get back to our Gemara, Sheim, or our lashon of the Tosefta is she'im timsa ishto. Right, our lashon is a little different. Shema yavo al ishto nida. What's going to happen if you don't separate him for 7 days before? Maybe he's going to be with his wife. His wife is going to be a nida, and then he's going to be a boel nida, which is tami for 7 days. And therefore, v'yidach kol shiva, and then he'll be pushed away. He won't be able to do the avoda. So that's why we have to keep him away from his wife, as the pasuk says in Vayikra, that the boel nida is tami for 7 days. Says the Gemara, 1 second. A kohen gadol is going to be with his wife who's a nida. What kind of kohen gadol are we talking about? The Yisrael chashudim al anidas, right? Do we think that they're just going to be with nidas? That iser kares, and we assume that bnei Yisrael, and especially the kohen gadol, is not chashud to be with his wife. The answer is no, not the b'mesid. We're worried about b'shogeg. B'shogeg, he's going to end up being a boel nida, and that's the problem. What's the case of shogeg? Kai de tanin and taman, like we learned in the Mishnah in Shavuos, if a man and a husband and wife are being together, and then all of a sudden, while they're being together, she feels something. Again, Bizman Azeh, the post can point out, women don't have such hargashas of internal, the three types of hargasha, as the Pische Tshuva course of being a filchus nida, kufe gimel, right? Is it a zazua haguf? Is it a body tremor? Is it an internal, right, the different days that the Rambam, right, and then the one of the Achronim, Azivas Davralach, an internal flow. By the way, we don't usually have, or Psichas Hakever, right, that's the other one. But let's say the woman, in the middle of being with her husband, I'm related to Basie, I feel that I just became a Nida. So what's the halacha? So the Mishnah says, so he should not do anything. He should not exit her. He should first calm down. And after he calms down, then he should exit. Piresh miyad, but if he goes out, miyad right away, before he calms down, chayiv, while he's still in a state of kishui, chayiv, so then that's chayiv for bi'imanida. And again, if he does it b'shogeg, he didn't know that it was usher to go out b'kishui, then he's going to be chayiv achata. So if he goes out b'mezid, he knew it was usher, did it anyway. That's it. That's part of this recurrence. So that's considered a ma'isabiyah. She's yaso, hana lo kibiyaso. Because the yitzia, the exiting, is hana kibiyaso. So we're nervous that the kohen gadol might be with his wife and become tameh without knowing beforehand. How exactly you understand this Gemara? So machlokes achronim. The Karban Eida here says chayshinon shema yifrosh bekoshi. Right, we're nervous that the kohen gadol, right, he's going to be all flustered at that moment, and he might go out bekishi. What is mashma from that Karban Eida? The Mefarshim explain that if he would go out, let's say a man is with his wife, and then all of a sudden I'm an Eida, and then he does calm down, and then goes out. Then he wouldn't become Tamei Boal Nida. That's what it sounds like, because the word nervous, the Karban Eida says, we're worried that he's going to go up a Koshi, and that's the issue about become Tamei. But if a husband, you know, was with his wife, and then at that moment, we assume she wasn't a Nida up until that point, and all of a sudden she doesn't have a Nida, and then he waits and goes out after he calms down, that would not be considered a Boal Nida. That's what it sounds like. We're nervous that he's going to go up a Kishui. Shemi Yivrash B'Kishui, B'Koshi, says the Karban Eida, and that's the chshash. If you look in the Shalom Yerushalayim, one of the mafarshim in the back, he says, I don't understand. She says she's a nida. He's inside his wife. So that's not considered already a boel nida. Lagabe tumah v'tara yet. I don't understand that. Says the Shalom Yerushalayim. V'tzarech iyun. Quotes his Karban Eida. Demali im yifrosh b'koshi olo. Degam imamtin aval pikein tamayu. He's already tummy boel nida. Right? She's a nida. And they're in the middle of a ma'isabiyah. Vegech shasha. Ula Yisrami Adover. The reason the Gemara quotes this is that it might happen that he might start in Abia not realizing that she's with him a Nida. The issue isn't about the Yitzia. And why is that line quoted? The Gemara often quotes whole Mishnayis, even if the only one line is Shayach, relevant for the context. But the quote will quote the whole thing. V'hadamaisi hacha siyuma demas nisan, sheyitziyaso hana alo v'chulu, kenu derach tamuda, lohavi kala mas nisan. 100 times the Gemara will quote a whole Mishnah, even though we only need one line of that Mishnah. So interesting, machlokas here, whether the tumas nida is only going to happen on his way out, if he goes out, before he comes down, or right away, that seems to be, the machlokas here. Good. Let's continue for that's the makar. So what's the reason the Kohen Gadol has to be separated for a week? Not the miluim, right? Which is a din d'oraisa. But this would be a din derabanan. Achshash, she might be with his wife, and he might become a boel nida. Interesting, Lumdis, lamdis of that. Bo'alnida is tamei kinida. Rav Shechter in Be'ikvei Hatzon discusses the Rishash. There's a Rishash in Chagiga Daf Chav Gimel. And that is, we know that there are different people who are tamei for 7 days, including a tamei meis. If a tamei meis, somebody who's tamei meis, is in the middle of his counting, he's on day four. He's on day four. He already had Hazov, the Paradum Ash, on day three. Now it's day four, and he touches something. He touches a cherev, a metal kli. Cherev harik ochalo. The halacha is that metal kli becomes tummy like the person, right? This, but one of the exceptions of the rule that tumah doesn't go down. It goes across. So this cherev harik ochalo, and this cherev becomes tummy meis, says the Gemara. The Gemara says, based on a pasuk, that cherev is only tamei. What day is this tamei meis up to? Day four. That cherev is only tamei for another 3 days, right? Only 3 days, because it's parallel to the one that made it tamei. So that's what the Rishash suggests. Why? Because if you look in Nida Daf Lamed Gimel by a Boel Nida. What if a Boel Nida, not this case, but what about a Mazit? What about a Boel Nida who's with a Nida on day six of her Nidus? She has one more day to be Tamei. So the Gemara has a Havamina. You might think that this Boel Nida is only Tamei for one more day, just like the Nida is only Tamei for one more day. You might think a Boel Nida is only Tamei for one more day. Yachal Yalo L'Ragla, right, that's the Lashon. You might think that he's parallel to her. Tamalomar Yitma Shevas Yamim. No. If a Boel Nida is with a Nida, he becomes Tamei for 7 days, even though that's going to be another 5 days after she's no longer a Nida. Right, there's Nida. But Dafka, so there's a Xeris Akasiv about that. So the Rishash says that's only by Boal Nida. But Dafka Benida Vizava Yish Xeris Akasiv Alkach. But by Tumas Meis, where there's no Pasik, so the Svara Chitzona would be that you're no stronger than the source of the Tuma. And therefore, a Cherev that touches the Tumay Meis would only be Tumay. But what's the Lumdis behind that? Lumdis behind that seems to be a Nida is a Nida, Tamei Nida, it's not like it gets lighter and more diluted as the week goes on. It's not like there's a intense moment and then it goes down and down and down and down and down. So then if you touch her, on day six, you're less Tamei. No. There's Nida up until the Hefsek Tara at the end of day seven and boom, and then there's Tara. And therefore any time you touch. And it makes sense because at any moment she might have a Re'iyah. The Nida doesn't go down. Tumas Meis, no, it gets diluted as it goes down. Especially after the day three, right, where you have the hazoya. So therefore, if you only touch, if you touch the Shema Meis only on day five, there's only going to be 2 days left. There's less tumas meis there. It's less intense. That's the, svara that you might say. Right, mikra zel melamdina, now Rav Shechter is ikvi atzon simin chavches, sheish rak darga achas shal tumas ziva, vazava bishvi shala, dargas tumasa shave mamash, ladargas tumas azava barishon shala. Ach betame meis, afshu adayin bedargas ava tuma, kol zayin ala achar atfila, mikom akom, islam lamemar mitzara svara shal tumasu chamur barishon shala me yashav esheni. And it keeps going down, so that's a beautiful piece of lumdis relating to Ya'ale L'Ragla and Tumas Meis versus the Tumas Nida. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara, Ashkechas Omar, right? We could come out and say, Manda Omar Reb Yochanan Tzrichel Ben Beseira, Manda Omar Ben Beseira Tzrichel Reb Yochanan. Even though we've said two sources, what the Bavli would say, Tzrichasa, we need both. Vitzricha, we need the Daraisa of the Miluim as the source, and we need the Chshash of maybe the Kohen Gadol being with his wife, who might make him Tamei Bo'al Nida. Ilu Amar Reb Yochanan Velo Amra LeBen Beseira. If we only had the din of the Miluim, we didn't have the Ben Beseira, the Reb Yochanan says you have to be there, Savin and Amrin, we would have said, okay, what did Reb Yochanan say? You learned from the Miluim, but what do we have from the Miluim before? We had, you only have to be there at certain part times during the 7 days. At daybreak, at nightfall. So in between, Yishamish Mitaso, V'yashan Lo, B'lishkas Balhedrin. He could go and be with his wife, and then he could just sleep in the Lishkas Balhedrin at those key moments. So that's why, if you only had the Rabbi Yochanan, the Miluim source, that you wouldn't know that he couldn't be with his wife. Havitzor Chalei, L'hai Damar Ben Maseira. That's why you need the Ben Maseira to teach me also that, no, that can't work. V'yilu Amar Ben Maseira, V'lo Amar Rabbi Yochanan. If you only had the Ben Maseira, Makar V'lo Amar Rabbi Yochanan, you would have thought that just don't be with his wife, but he can sleep at home. There's no other way. Lehi da'amar ben Maseir. That's why you need both. The Bavli also talks about this, possibly about, you know, why don't you say the Kohen Gadol can sleep at home? Right? The Gemara in Yuma on Davav Amar Aleph discusses this. Mi beiso lama piresh. Ramachlokas Rashi Tosfos there. Right? Me ishto lama piresh. Tavo ishto, this is the Havamina, again, the Tavo ishto imo sham. Why does his wife come to the Beis HaMikdash with him? Shari al karcha, lishkas parhejim, lo haisa kedusha. The lishkas parhejim, wherever it was, wasn't in the Azara, because then the Kohen Gadol wouldn't be able to go to sleep. In Yeshiva Bazara, el malchus beis avod bilvad. So the Gemara's question there is, why can't the wife come with him? Tosfos doesn't like that as the Havamina. He thinks, lafarish mi beiso, lo mapirish, havalon lememar, shefrishu, lemechila achas paharabayas. Not to bring the wife to the lishkas parhejim. Maybe it means that the wife should be able to, they should sleep in one of the tunnels underneath, which didn't have kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash. The Tosfos Yeshanim there quotes Rabbeinu Shlomo, mi beiso, and this is what our Yerushalmi says, mi beiso lama pirish, yelech lebeiso achar tamet shal ben arbayim, vishamesh bitaso, v'yitbol shal achas kodem shkiyas achama, v'yarav shimsho, v'yanuach polishka. Let him, he could go be with his wife, and then go to the mikveh, he's about carry, and then have harav shemesh, and so basically all these havaminas, the Bavli has the same havamina, but again, we end up saying that we need both of these mekoros, to be able to have the full picture of the prisha. Tini, kala lishkos rabbi mikdash, all the lishkos that were in the mikdash, all the offices, hayipaturos ben mezuzah, all the offices in the mikdash, they didn't have to have a mezuzah, pater mezuzah. They weren't based dira. They don't live there. And lechara, they didn't eat there or sleep there. Right, you don't eat or sleep in any of those offices, and that's where it didn't need a mezuzah. Chutz milishkas parhedrin or palhedrin, except for the lishkas parhedrin, shehi dira lekohen gadol shivas yom bashana, because the kohen gadol lived there for a week. So there was a chiyuv pashtus daraisa, a chiyuv daraisa to put up a mezuzah on the lishkas parhedrin. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, afi gzeira gazor leah. No, it's a dinter rabbanan. Mi daraisa, that's not called a dira. Why? Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Gemara says, diras palkar chalosh madira. If you're forced to be there and you can't leave, that's not called living. So therefore, mi daraisa, the Rabbi Yehuda holds, you don't need a mezuzah on that door. But the language of the Bavli is, and the Pnei Moshe quotes it, we don't want people to look from the outside and say, oh, the Kohen Gadol's in jail. Right? If there's no mezuzah, they'll it's not a dira, it's in jail. So that's why we put up a mezuzah. Put up a mezuzah? Interesting, you make a bracha when you put up that mezuzah? That's good. You put up but let's say not. But you put it up so that people don't think that he's in jail. So machlokes tanoim, whether it's a din d'araisa or a din d'rabanan. Two very important points, exciting these two lines we can spend the rest of the shir on. But the one is, there are those that say that the chi of mezuzah is only if you own it. Schiris is only a din d'rabanan. Some say that schiris, if you rent, the chi of mezuzah is only a din d'rabanan. Sounds that way from a number of rishonim. So the question is here, how could this is not going to be better than a rental. The Kohen Gadol's there for a week. So according to the Tanakhama, how could there be a chiyuv daraisa to put up a mezuzah? Right? It's no better than a sachir. He doesn't own this. So it's a beautiful gevuras ari. The Shagas Aryeh on Dav Yud says, because the Torah says that you have to be here, that itself is machshiv, this dira. It's better that it's more than rental. Because the Kohen Gadol has to be here, because the Torah says that. Avagav de ba'alma ad lamed yom ena b'chal dira v'yishuv didei afilu hachi gabi Kohen Gadol kiven de ba'al karchach rami rachmana alei sheyifrosh b'zayin yamim halalu ba'kodesh dafka dumi demiluim asa lishka makom prishasum yala diras keva. It's called a diras keva because the Torah says you have to be here. So we've used that based on, let's say, achshavei, that principle. The Torah is machshavit. Right? Similarly, then he quotes the first night of Sukkot, you have to eat a kezias. Usually, achilas keves kebetza, you can eat kezias outside, but because the Torah says you have to eat a kezias tonight, tesvav, so that's machshivit to an achilas keva. He makes that comparison. So to this dira is called the diras, a diras akeva. One, b'gvuras ari. The other point I mentioned in a parsha shir many years ago, Rabbi Lamb, in his drasha l'doros on parsha sav, he discusses this. He says, they're going to think he's in jail? Looking from the outside? Right? So he says this whole discussion is about looking into Judaism from the outside in or from the inside out. What is the Kohen Gadol thinking when he's inside? I am getting ready to be the holiest person in the world on the holiest day, in the holiest place, going into the Kodesh Kadashim. There was no place I would rather be than right here. There's no other place in the world I'd rather be for the next week, right here. You're looking from in to out, it's unbelievable. And somebody looking in, oh gosh, the Kohen Gadol, he's so stuck, right? He can't leave, he can't be with his wife, right? He's like in a jail, right? He says that's, it's all about how you look at things. How you view the sanctuary of Judaism, as an insider or an outsider. If you look at the sanctuary from the point of view of an insider, you get a totally different view from that of an outsider. If you're an outsider looking in, a spectator, you can never experience that which the insider does. The subtle joys, the daily delights, the sense of newness and rebirth. Viewed from without, the priests appear as prisoners, when in fact they are princes of the Lord. Right? And he quotes the Mashal of the Baal Shem Tov. Remember, the Baal Shem Tov says that there's a room that has a sound, whatever, you can't hear any sounds. If somebody looks inside the room and he sees people playing these instruments and jumping around and the drums and the harp and dancing, but he doesn't hear anything. He says, what are they, crazy? What are they doing? They're jumping, they're foolish. And then if you're inside, you hear the music. You hear the music on the inside. So Rabbi Lam says, that's what this is about. Do you hear the music? Do you hear the music? And he goes, more than once, I recall from my own experience being introduced to a well-meaning stranger as an Orthodox Jew or Orthodox rabbi. To my infinite annoyance, Orthodox, and you're so young, as if Torah was an affliction brought on by old age, a kind of spiritual geriatrics. How frustrating and often, how futile to have to explain that to be frum is not to be a fossil, and to be religious is not to be a relic. He continues, as only Rabbi Lam could write. This was from 1965. He wrote this. And he continues that the outsider only sees something, but the inside is, you gotta be an insider. Okay, we continue. Bisharecha. The mezuzah has to be bisharecha is tani prat l'shari harabayis v'azara. Some say bisharecha excludes the gates of harabayis and the azaras is tani l'rabo. Some say it includes them. It includes them that the chayav and mezuzah, they're included in sharecha. Mantam or prat, the one that excludes it, Rabbi Yehuda. That seems to be Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says that inside there's no dira, mida araisa. Right, if the parhedrin is not a dira, so l'chor, the gates leading up to it don't have need a mezuzah either. Mantam l'rabos rabbanan. Period. So the Gemara says, Yosam Rabbi Yehuda, my time of the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda sounds right. What do you mean? Why do the Rabbanan say that this is a Dira Daraisa? Bisharecha v'chi beis Dira hein? Are those gates a beis Dira? How could it include? Heisir Rabbi Yossi Barbuin v'hatani bisharecha l'rabo shari amadina. Well, we have another Braisa that says the gates of the whole city are included. V'chi beis Dira hein? Is the city right inside a beis Dira? No. But what is it? Lo shabeni nechnasin l'beis Dira. The gates of the city lead eventually to residential areas. So too, v'hacha shabahen ayin nechnasin l'beis dira, here it leads, the Lishkas Parhedrin is a beis dira according to what we said and according to the Shagazari that we just said, so it could eventually lead to a beis dira. Period. We're going to go with the Reb Chaim Kanievsky's girsa of the next two words. Chalonos hamalon. There were these inns that were on the way for Ovei Drachim. And when they couldn't get to the city, the chalonos ha-malonim, chayev mezuzah, those are chayev in mezuzah too, because even though it was an inn, but people stayed there for a certain amount of time. Chalon shehu arba al arba, sha'avadim yoshvim shamu menifin l'ribonehem, these large windows that people, avadim, used to sit in to be able to fan their masters, chayev mezuzah, that's called dira, right? They sit there. That's called a dira, and it's enough of a Pesach. Lulim, elu algav elu, different pshat than what lulim is. We'll go with Chaim Kanievsky. Let's say you have a couple of floors, and to get from each floor to floor, you have like a skylight, and there's a ladder that goes through the skylight. So it's not a door in the normal way, right? It's horizontal, not vertical, but it's good enough to be a door. Chayavim mimezuzah. Heindu daras eskopa areisa, even though it's like a threshold and iskopa on the a lintel on the floor, it's still good enough to be chayav mezuzah in this case. Period. Rabbi Yossi, Avim Mitzdar, Jalochama, Lula, Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Yossi was once upset because he never got to see these lulas of Rabbi Eloi, Davi Avin Mindaitun, Dekal Rabbanim, because he's sure that all the rabbis would agree whatever Rabbi Eloi did, and he didn't get to see it, so he didn't know what the minhag was. Period. Lishkas Palhedrin. So what is Lishkas Palhedrin? Abashola Yekorios or Lishkas Bulvatin. He called it the Lishka Bulvatin is nobility. Nobility. Barishona and Parhedrin is a different word. So Barishona, originally, during Bayis Rishon, maybe early Bayis Sheni, Hayikarnas Lishka's Bavutin. It was called Bavutin because the Kohen Gadol was a Ra'ui, and he was in the class of nobility. And that's why it was a good name. But over time, when the Kuna Gedola became available for bribery and a lot of other Kohen Gadol who are not fit, it was changed the name. Palhedrin, what does that mean? Pararison Mila Avida. What does that mean? Many different pshatim trying to figure out what that means. Mila Avida, one of the pshatim, the Radal, one of the Mefarshim in the back, say it's a passing thing. Right, Avida, passing thing, because the Kuna Gadol didn't last too many generations and too many years for each Kohen Gadol. Continue. Barishon Sharim Mishamshin, Hu Beno Ben Beno. In the originally, by Bais Rishon and the early days of Bais Sheni, where the Kohen Gadols were Ra'ui, a Kohen Gadol used to serve, and if his son was Ra'i, the son used to serve, and the grandson, Shimshibo Shmonasar Kohanim. There were 18, in the Bais Rishon, there were 18 Kohen Gadols. That's it, for 410 years. Aval B'Sheni, Aydei She'inotlim B'damim, but the Sheni, the Bais Sheni, where they paid off to get the position. The Yesharim She'ihargin Zezeh, B'Kshafim, sometimes they killed each other to be the Kohen Gadol. Shimshibo Shmonim Kohanim, there were 80 Kohanim. And there's only for 420. V'yeshamim arba shemana ve'echa, v'yeshamim shemana v'shnayim, v'yeshamim shemana v'shalosh, v'yeshamim shemana v'arba, v'yeshamim shemana v'chamish. Different deus about how many, 80 to 85. U'mehen shimshu tzadik arba shana. And out of the 420 years, the first 40 were taken by Shimon HaTzadik. Right? So, or 40 of the years. So, if you take off, right, there's 420 and then 40, there's 380 for 80 kohanim. For 80 kohanim. So therefore they weren't for such a long time. Amar of Acha Ksiv, Yiras Hashem Tosif Yamim Eil Kohanim Jeshimshu Bayis Rishon, the first half of that pasuk. Yiras Hashem will add days, that's referring to the first Kohen, the Kohanim of the Bayis Rishon, Ushnos Rasham Tiksarna Eil Jeshimshu Bebinyan Hasheni. They served in the Binyan Hasheni. The Mefarshim, the Rishonim already tried to figure out, in the Bavli, on Daf Tes and Yuma, it says there were 300 Kohanim in Bayis Sheni. So how do you fit that with 80? Or 85 that's mentioned here. So Tosfos there says maybe 80 is only the ones that came from Pinchas, right? Not all of them. And the Maharal at the end of Ber HaGola, Ber Shishi, has 10 pages trying to put together the Bavli and the Yerushalmi into these numbers. Maisa, just finish up. One time somebody sent with his son a bribe to try to become the Kohen Gadol, right? Two measurements of silver, and it was filled with silver, and the kli on top was silver. And someone else sent gold. So one sent silver and one sent gold. Amru, they said, Kafa siach as a menorah. Oh, the siach, the donkey, has knocked over the menorah, meaning this bribe is better than that bribe. And that's what they used to say. This is how they used to get their positions of the Kuna Gedola, and that's why there were many more. But again, that's why it was changed from the Lishkas Balvutin. They called it not such a noble room, but a different name, which reflected that the Kuna Gedola wasn't on the same level. Okay, we'll have to stop here.